as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Right, healers, aloha and welcome to Looking for Healing Radio, where you know pharmaceuticals are never going to be the answer. In my opinion, it's a slow erosion into the grave as soon as you start down that path, because it's one pill to take another pill, and then you take another pill, and oh, you're having side effects from that? Go ahead, let's add another pill on. I just want to find the exit door. I don't know about y'all, but I just want to always find the exit door. I can't do it anymore, you know? Had a really interesting experience last night I want to share with you all. And just, we got to put this out there, because, you know, this happens to folks like me that have been in this, been at this work, you know, fighting for freedom for so long. You know, we have some weird experiences sometimes, and sometimes it's a weird experience, you know, where you just, it false flag. I don't want to say false flag, because we use that term in a different way. But misinterpretation, or, you know, just maybe reading into things. And then sometimes there's something real there, because we've all been out at conferences and we've gotten, you know, sick, poisoned, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? There's always been, all of us have gone through something like that. We've all got some battle scars at this point, you know, especially with getting deplatformed. You know, I still, to this day, Energetic Health Institute is the only school I know of that got deplatformed off of YouTube and things like that. And of course, in like 2 seconds, you know, it's like we went from zero strikes to three strikes, like in like literally overnight. So we've been through some crazy things. And if you think back to 2020, there was a crazy year in 2020, right? I mean, you just had so much going on, and it was just your nervous system constantly on edge. Well, over the weekend, I finished updating Art of Cellular Healing, you know, our course that really is delving deep into how to organize natural medicine and how to use it sequentially and how to work with it. We've really integrated the EMF guide. If you haven't gotten that yet, you need to go and get that. A lot of information there on safe and healthy habits for using your phone, your router, your computer, how to ground your body. And how to earth, and also how to ground your technology when you're going to touch it, and why. We show all kind of readings, you know, VAC voltage and alternate current voltage and DC current, what's going on with the body. You know, to my knowledge, we're the first research team that's really demonstrating that. I mean, I'm sure somebody else out there has been doing it, but we haven't seen anybody doing it consistently. And we show what happens to your body in these EMF fields. So over the weekend, I was nerding out. I'm still reading The Body Electric by Robert O. Becker, Dr. Becker. And I was sad to learn that he had passed away in 2008. But he did leave another book that I'm going to be purchasing right after the show is over, and start reading that one as well, on EMFs. So he was very well aware of what, EMFs did to really get in the way of healing and really cause a lot of chaos at the cellular environment. So there's a very simple equation, Ohm's law, which goes voltage equals current times resistance. Just simple thing. It's codified as V for voltage equals I for current times R for resistance, or V equals IR. And if you know the voltage, like the voltage AC, and what happens to voltage AC in our bodies as we're in these EMF fields, how it goes up when it's supposed to be zero. That's the thing I keep trying to get across to people. If you have an AC voltage on your body, which you definitely do if you're in an EMF field and you're not grounded, it's going to go up. And that's not how it's supposed to be. And that, so that creates chaos, but it creates a voltage potential, which means there is a current, and which also in an AC current specifically, and there is a resistance. Now, your body does not run AC current. So how could there be an AC voltage potential with in your body when your body runs on DC or direct current, right? Now, this might be a little bit abstract. Just roll with me for a little bit. I'm working through an idea and I'm bringing it somewhere. So if your body is direct current and Mother Earth is direct current and everything God makes is direct current, which is very steady and very one direction, and somehow your body has developed a AC voltage, that's what's happening when you're in an EMF field. That can't be good. AC, you want to think of man-made, DC, you want to think of as God-made. So when you're developing man-made currents on your body, man-made voltage potentials, that must mean that there's a man-made current occurring in the air, right? And that's true. So I was playing around with my multimeter this weekend, learning a little bit more about it, and I figured out how to measure the resistance that is natural in my body. I figured out how to do that. And what that did, because voltage equals current times resistance, it allowed me to measure what the actual current is when I'm in an EMF field. So if I'm standing next to a router, if I'm sitting next to my computer, if I'm just not grounded and hanging out, there is actually an AC current in the air. It's very small, but it's there. And so I was like, okay, I know what the AC voltage is. I know what my resistance is. That means I can now calculate what this AC current is, because current is going to equal voltage divided by resistance. Very simple equation. So I did some math on it. And when you are in a EMF field, it is very likely that you are running anywhere between 40 and 430 nanoamps. That is super tiny, folks. Nanoamps. And so that may not seem like a big deal. And this is what they're going to try to say. This is that same stupid argument they make with the damn shots, trace amounts. It's just a little bit of mercury. There's just a little bit of this. It's just a little bit of that. The thing is, a little bit in your body can go and cause major, major problems. And this is something Dr. Becker is showing in The Body Electric. He's showing that in order to institute healing, all you need is the DC to be uninterrupted, the DC current natural to your body be uninterrupted all the way down to something even smaller than a nanometer. A nanoampere, excuse me. A picoampere. It's 1,000 times smaller than a nano. What he's showing in his work is that if you're going to stimulate healing in the human body, it just takes a very little bit of DC current. So now, if it only takes a very little bit of DC current in picoamperes, imagine what AC current, man-made current, can do from these 5G towers and these EMFs at nanoamperes. See, we're in this invisible spectrum right now, and we're talking about really small ranges. I'm actually researching devices that I can purchase to go and measure this on my body. Or they're not really for that, they're for circuits, but we're going to see if we can adapt them for the human body. So we can actually measure specifically what the nanoamperes AC are in the human body, and maybe even all the way down to picoamperes in DC if we can get it that small. But the idea, healers, is this: a little bit can cause major problems. So I'm going through and I'm doing these calculations, and it becomes immediately apparent that 40 to 430 nanoamperes of AC current can cause massive problems in your body, especially when you're exposed to it all day long and all night long, and blah, 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 blah. It's like you're under constant assault. But now we have an idea of what that current is. So, I'm like just my head is just spinning all weekend. Like, oh my God, this is groundbreaking. We got to get this out to people. And I'm also, going crazy just redesigning two major certification programs at the Energetic Health Institute. And, we're making sure and really integrating Global Healing's product line. Like, that is the number one product line in my professional opinion right now and for the foreseeable future. So we're just going to turn all of our programs over so we can reflect that and make sure that our students, when they go and purchase supplements to explore their experiential education, are getting the highest quality that they can get. We want to create the best experience. I mean, for me, I used to be all about potency. Now I'm all about quality. I mean, I was always about quality, but it was potency and quality. You kind of look for that balance. Now it's give me all the quality, the clean stuff first. I will deal with potency on another level, because we see what trace amounts can do in these things. In this case, we're talking about nanoamperes. So I have all this stuff going on all weekend. I don't even leave my house, folks. I'm just like at home working in front of the computer all weekend. And by last night, I'm fried. I'm like, I gave everything I could give this weekend to the cause, this cause of freedom and really of education, because that's where freedom exists. That's where freedom begins and ends, and it's your ability to be educated. And so I'm sleeping in my grounding sleep system last night. I'm having like this deep, cool dream of like being on some kind of spaceship, and we were about to, try to get all these natural medicines down to this planet that we were about to inhabit and everything. I mean, it's like this dope dream, right? I'm like in it. And then I just boom, woke up. And I was like, what? Why did I wake up? But I woke up and I was like crisp. I was like, it was like 4 in the morning and I'm crisp. And I should tell you, Friday, we had a very interesting meeting with some of our high-level intel people that said that, we may be on an Israeli hit list right now. We got briefed, right? So yeah, this is about to take a turn. So just hang on, put a buckle your seatbelts up, and no, I'm not worried. But that we were potentially on an Israeli hit list, that we're targeted right now. Of course, election year, right? 2020, Dirty Dozen. I didn't make the dozen. I think I made the Baker's dozen. I think I was number 13 or something like that. But you just prepare for it in this year. It's like, okay, we know some crazy's coming this year. So when is it going to get started? Well, I think it got started on Friday because we get this briefing where, a bunch of us are in this meeting and being told that, hey, we're compromised. We're talking about folks have had people breaking into their homes and doing black bag ops and planning, listening devices and stuff in there. So I'm like, oh goodness, here we go. This is the craziness we all got to go through to fight for y'all. I mean, that's what I want y'all to hear this. This stuff we have to have conversations about. You have to know what's going on out there. So of course that's on my mind in the background all weekend while I'm playing around with nanoamperes and reading and doing research and retooling all these certification programs and all the thoughts and everything that has to go into all that. I can't tell you how many times I clicked save, y'all. I must have clicked save like 4 million times this weekend while I was updating so many different things. So I'm exhausted. This is coming off of a great week with the EMF guide release, Healing for the Ages, all this really cool stuff, right? And I'm like, okay, this week I'm going to throttle back. We're going to give the team a little bit of a breather this week, let everybody just kind of ease in since we were pushing it last week. Let's just chill and ease in. Let's see how Monday is going to go. So it's 4 in the morning. I shoot out of this dream, y'all. And I hear this, and I'm like, what is that in my rafters above my bedroom ceiling? And I'm like, what is that? So I go and, I go and check my fan. I have a ceiling fan that runs all night because I like to have air circulating in my room and everything. Turn that off. Still. What is that? It's not an animal. You sometimes have an animal running around, your little squirrel or something up in your attic. Nope. What is that? I go outside and go into other rooms and listen in, can't hear it. It's just in this one spot in my ceiling, right in the rafters above my bedroom. So I went and got my stethoscope. This is a doctor, right? I go and get my stethoscope and I start listening to the walls and listening to the ceiling, and you can hear it. And I localized it. It was tss, tss, I said, oh crap. Let me go get my tri-field and see if there's an RF or something coming off of that spot, right? So I go and get my tri-field. I put my RF meter on, weighted, and sure enough, that one spot has higher RFs than anywhere else in the room. I check all over the ceiling. That's the highest spot. So I said, oh crap, it's 4 in the morning. I'm going and getting in the rafters. I got to go get clothes on and everything and get in the rafters and start looking around up there. Is there some kind of device up there? So I get up in there and I'm walking around. You know how rafters are. You got all that Owens Corning, fiberglass stuff you're not supposed to be breathing in. I had a little stupid gator mask on. I'm gonna have to go get a real one. I got to go do a longer sweep through my ceiling and everything. But there's that tss, tss, tss. And I get close to it and then it stops. There's no sound. So I'm playing, I have my tri-field with me and I'm looking around in the rafters doing a sweep through the rafters. Folks, this is the stuff we have to do. This is stuff you don't get to hear. Of what we go through. This is not my first rodeo with this over the last 4 years, by the way. Okay, this has been some crazy stuff. I localize the before it went out, and there's that tri-field. The tri-field was reading as I was looking through the ceiling when I was in my room. The tri-field was reading about 0.2 to 0.4. Get up in the rafters, and there's some cables up there and everything. It was reading about 0.5 until I get to that one spot where I had heard it with the stethoscope. And it starts going off at 1.3 to 1.7 milliwatts, way beyond anything that should be up there. And in that spot, wouldn't you know it, that's the only spot in my entire attic where the Owens Corningware has been pulled away. Completely exposed. And I'm like, crap. Have they been listening into me and for how long, right? Well, did a full check, came down. By this time I got my 9mm, let me tell you, handy. It's ready to go. But I couldn't find it. I thought it might be in the air duct. We swept the whole air duct, couldn't find it. I got to go back up later this week now. This is what I get to do on. When I'm slowing down, I get to go and tear my entire attic apart to see if I got some spy equipment up in my attic, folks. This is the stuff we got to go through, and because we've got a credible threat that we're on a hit list, and I just can't take that and dismiss it. You know what I mean? No. Am I worried? No. I might be a little more concerned if I find something in my attic in a couple of days, and I'll let you know if I do. Because we got to have these conversations. You got to know what we go through. All right, this is no joke. So what I just want to offer to you is when you're doing something, when you're working with us and everything, and I mean, I gotta give it up to all my homies out there that put it down. They keep it together, but this is sadly kind of normal for us. Now, that's why we don't get shook or thrown off by it or anything like that. But just appreciate that when you are listening to us sharing what we are. Researching what we're finding, things that we want to open your eyes to and warrants your consideration. Just make sure you appreciate that there's a whole level going on that folks don't talk about behind the scenes. I'm going to start talking about it because I want you to know this ridiculousness that we go through. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean every time something happens that it was some, grand conspiracy or something like that. There's a real thing called coincidence. But I'm going to tell you right now, in an election year, we can't take that opinion. We have to go and look at things. So if I find nothing, I'll let you know. But if I find something, believe me, you're going to know about it. All right. We're going to go and break down that sucker and see what it is. But at any rate, folks, the big message here is straight up. Under no circumstances do you live a moment of your life in fear, because that's how they win. And so I won't be doing that. We're going to be proactive. We're going to go sweep the whole house, see what we find. If we find something, we'll let you know. And if we don't, we'll let you know. But the thing is, We will never bow. We will never bend. And we will never relent to this great evil that's upon us. Just will not happen. And there's nothing they can do to shake us from this path of bringing light back into this world. Be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
All right, healers, welcome back. That was crazy, right? That was crazy, crazy, crazy. So, hey, couple things, just jumping in again. Don't worry, and please don't bring me any of that fear worried about me. All right. I am not worried at all. All right. I do not live a moment of my life in fear, and I'm teaching you all to do the same. Okay. You scared? Go get you a dog. Go get you a gun. I got both. All right. Do not live a moment of your life afraid of anything, period. Now, wanted to say, make sure you go to energetichealthinstitute.org, get that EMF guide. We are already seeing and hearing so many positive things from people who have started laying on their grounding sleep system, about how the nutrients they're taking are working, about how they're feeling things turn on in their body, about how they're feeling themselves get healthier. One of my guys, my dudes, you know him, I know him, you love him, I love him, Adam. Adam from across the pond, he was able to finally walk 5 miles a couple days ago. He hasn't been able to walk 5 miles since 2021, y'all. Now, it doesn't mean it was easy for him or anything like that. He's not, I didn't say he's an Olympian again yet, but that was the first time he's done it. And he said he was in tears. He didn't know that he would ever be able to do that again in his life. That's a big deal. All right. It's a big, big deal. The things that we take for granted that we get an opportunity to now really appreciate. So get that grounding sleep system, start learning those healthy habits with your phone, turn off that secret antenna that we teach you how to turn off, turn it off your phone. Stop giving them permission to track and trace you. Do not give up your paper money. Do not give up your keys. Do not give them up so that your phone can control everything. There is nothing about a smart world, S-M-A-R-T, that is smart. It is 100% stupid to give up your paper money, to give up your keys, to turn everything over to your phone. And these evil bastards that have very clearly told you what they are about. If you haven't figured out what they're about after these 4 years, you're going to learn, and you're going to learn the hard way. Do not give up the things that help you maintain your sovereignty. Paper money and keys, do that. Keep your phone at home. It's an appliance. Leave it there. Go and enjoy your life. There was a time where you left your house without a cell phone. How do I know? because there was a time when you left your house and cell phones weren't invented. You can do it again. It feels great. I love listening to my CDs once over. You know what I did? I pulled out my box of CDs that was in my garage, and now I just have a bunch of CDs again in my truck. Yes, you heard me. I was rocking Bob Marley all week long, you know. Lick Samba, Lick Samba, Lick Samba. Whoa, Lick Samba. I was all over it all week. I am having a ball. If I could put an 8-track back in my truck, I would. Okay, let's go back to when things were good. We went off the rails in the 80s. Let's fix that by showing our kids that you don't need your phone to exist. And I think that's the key right there. Now, other news. So go to Energetic Health Institute, get that free EMF guide, 2 great videos on there. And if you want to get the sleep system and get a discount on it, we have it all laid out there for you. Folks, do it. It is going to be a great, great move for you. You're going to have the best sleep of your night, sleeps of your life. I was having a great dream and just woke up. And I don't know why I woke up. I never wake up on stuff like that. But I woke up, and I know that was God tapping me on the shoulder saying, dog, you better go up there and check that stuff out. Thank you, God. Appreciate that. Now, other thing, like I said, I was turning over the whole curricula at EHI. I was making sure for all of our experiential education, we were making sure global healing is at the pinnacle now, right? Let me tell you something, healers. Let me tell you something. There's a reason for that. I want to make sure that what my students get is the very, very best at all times. And global healing is the very, very best. Make sure and check out their bioactive copper. All right. Make sure and check that out. It's going to enhance your grounding, your healing in your body, the grounding effect. It's going to enhance electron recharging and distribution through your system. It is fantastic. I just ordered 4 bottles of it myself yesterday because I ran out because I've been tearing it up ever since Dr. Artis was like, dude, you need more copper. And I was like, ah, you're crazy. And then I tested myself after he did some muscle testing on me and confirmed everything he found. All right. Confirmed everything. I am super deficient in copper. Got to put some in the body. Okay. And let it conduct. And guess what we just learned this weekend? I'm reading this stuff out of the Body Electric, y'all. And guess what mends bones? Guess what mineral is essential for bones mending? One of the few places where we have this regeneration effect similar to salamanders and amphibians still, it's in our bones. Guess what mineral, what metal makes it all happen? Copper. Guess what throws it off completely? Beryllium and lead. So maybe if we start putting some copper in, we'll help get the lead out of us too, right? Go to globalhealing.com, put in promo code OUTLOUD, get yourself an extra big discount, and enjoy the feeling that health can bring you when you put some good medicines into your body. All right. So healers, I want you to listen to this. I don't know if this is going to come. I don't know if you're going to hear this on the recording or not. I'm going to try to, but this is I'm putting some bicarbonate, some potassium bicarbonate and sodium bicarbonate and some magnesium chloride. I'm using Dr. Robert Young's formula right here, his mineral 4 salts. I'm putting it into the holy water, the home-brewed holy water that I've taught y'all how to make, right? And I want you to see if you can hear the fizzing, you know, it's pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Let's go find out if that's going to happen here. You probably didn't hear it. It's probably too low. I should have tested it out before, right? Well, I just did something. So when you know you put some bicarbonate in some water, you know what's happening? You are immediately causing a break in ionic bonds between these minerals, between the magnesium and the chloride, between the sodium and the bicarbonate, between the potassium and the bicarbonate. So as soon as they hit water, those weak ionic bonds break, and now you're left with ions floating around in there. So I'm going to drink myself a little bit of this wonderful alkalizing, electron delivering beverage right now so that I can get myself charged up here. Can you tell I'm feeling a little low? No, you can't tell. Oh, that's good. And now what did I just put into my body? I just put a whole bunch of ions into my body that are going to help conduct electricity. So when I get away from this computer and I go take my feet and go stand out on Mother Earth's beautiful surface, it just rained over here for a couple of days, full of electrons. Now, because I've put this in my body is now ready to really receive those electrons and take my health up to a whole nother recharged level. So that's something that the bicarbonate can do for you. We really love Dr. Robert Young's at PH Miracles work with it. It's one of my favorite products that he puts out. All this stuff, he's got the mineral four salts, and he's got this new one that's encapsulated. So if you don't like the taste, you can go ahead and just take it in capsules and you're going to have just a good time with it. Just fantastic. You put that together with a little bit of Global Healings. My goodness. Copper, bioactive copper. Ooh-wee. Now you're grounding. Now your earthing is going to take on a whole nother dimension in your body, and your ability to recharge those electrons are going to be able to be seen on a multimeter with the increase in steady state DC voltage. Remember, if it's DC, that's God made. AC is man made, and man screws up a lot of stuff. DC is God made. It's made perfect from the beginning. Soon as you put your feet on a DC surface, Mother Earth, and connect and allow your body, which is DC, to form a circuit with Mother Earth. That's what earthing is. Every time you touch Mother Earth, you're forming a circuit. Something incredible is going to happen. When you have those right nutrients, those right electric nutrition ions floating around, now you get to really feel a true recharge and have a beautiful time. And how do you know it's working? Because you can feel it. To feel is to believe. When you wake up in the morning, you know, after you've had a great night's sleep, beautiful dreams, you're feeling refreshed and everything like that. Well, how did you get that way? Because of what you did the day before. The nutrition you put in your body to work in concert with the grounding, with the earthing, it's all of it working together in synergy and harmony that makes it really, really take off and helps you become the greatest shield. Well, Mother Earth is the greatest shield against EMFs, but helps you withstand the constant assault of EMFs upon your body. I'm going to drink a little bit more of this. It's really good. You know, I used to not like the taste of this, and to the point where I'd be like, I'm just going to suck this down. And, you know it's good for me, you know, that medicine, right? Just like, oh, just take it and be it over with. I actually enjoy this now, and I enjoy it more now that I know more of what it's doing. I knew it was alkalizing my bloodstream, alkalizing my cells, and my cells go, everything's so happy, you know, when they're alkaline and stuff like that. But now that I know, when I take this and put this in my body and then go and stand on Mother Earth's surface or go and get in that sleep system, and boom, now something special is happening and I can feel that charge. And especially now that I've stopped using my phone, you know, one of the cool things about when you stop like carrying your phone around, like it's an appendage, you know, and you just keep it 12 inches from you. Like right now, my phone's in airplane mode. All the antenna are off. The blue light is off. You know, I'm just like, have it on so I can use the timer, but it's also on a grounding mat right next to me. You know what's so nice about all that? You go through a little EMF detox, actually. It's subtle, because remember we talked about in the first one, how many nanoamperes, how much current is running, how it's so, so small, what we're experiencing. But your nervous system can still perceive it. So it's so interesting for me now. Like the other day I was, you know, just, I had held my phone for like, I think like 2 minutes while I was on, you know, while I wasn't calling, I was just doing some texting, but I wanted to see what it felt like, you know, cause I haven't done it in so long. And man, it just, that dirty, tingly nastiness in my hand, you know, just felt like, oh, I can feel it right now. It was so disgusting. I was like, wow, I was holding my phone with all these antennas on for years, and I just got desensitized. Well, it's amazing when you start grounding and earthing and getting your alkalinity right, getting all your body's fluids right, getting all these ions right. It's amazing, really, how, quite honestly, how sensitive we really are, how sensitive we become. because your body's designed to heal. You never lose it. You just got to get the stuff out of the way that's blocking your sensitivity and your connection to the divine, really, when you get down to it. Okay, so I'm going to set up this next segment. We're going to just take a couple minutes here. I'm just musing today. We're hanging out. You know, I had a weird night. We're hanging out. But I want to set up some stuff in the next segment for Electric Nutrition. And one of the things I want to set up is that just this idea of positive and negative charge, right? Because there we go, Electric Nutrition. So I want to kind of lay out what has a positive charge versus what has a negative charge and just kind of understand, like, what are we looking at here? Okay. Now, when we're talking about positive charge, like so we said, potassium bicarbonate, right? Potassium actually has a positive charge to it when it meets water and it separates from the bicarbonate. And the bicarbonate is going to have a negative charge. So a negative in the bicarbonate and a positive in the potassium, they're going to come together and they're going to form an ionic bond. That's great. Put them in the water says, oops, separate that stuff out. Same thing with the magnesium and the chloride. Magnesium is positive, but chloride is negative. So negative and positive attract. Same thing with sodium and chloride, right? Salt. Sodium is positive. Chloride is negative. Opposites attract, right? Well, there's a couple other things that in here that are very interesting. And that is proteins. You see, proteins, I never even considered as an electrolyte. What is an electrolyte? Something that supports the transfer, the movement of electrons throughout the body. We all know, hey, I got to take my electrolytes. You just sweat it all day, right? You just sweat it all day and you got to replenish your electrolytes. You got a little sick, throwing up maybe a little bit, right? Maybe a little bit of loosey-goosey out the backside, right? Well, a little loosey-goosey in the backside, you're going to be dehydrated. You're going to be losing electrolytes. So what do we need to replenish? We need to replenish electrolytes. What are those electrolytes? Things with charge to them. Potassium, magnesium, chloride, bicarbonate, sodium, phosphate groups, sulfate groups. But the one thing, you know what, healers, I had never considered, which really blew my mind, because it's so obvious, and I just zoomed right by it over and over again, but it's so obvious when you stop for a second and think about it, are proteins. Now, I'm going to leave you a little cliffhanger right here because we're going to come back after the break and we're going to talk about the spike glycoprotein. And you're going to tell me, since the damn shots have come out, has the spike glycoprotein become more negative or more positive? Now, as your cliffhanger, I want you to stay tuned and let's answer that question. Has the spike glycoprotein become more negative since the introduction of these damn shots or more positive in its charge? And let's see what the answer says to us once we come on back, because it's going to explain a phenomenon very, very important. And that phenomenon are blood clots, otherwise known as heme agglutination. Be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Lean, pure, with premium ingredients. Global Healing's pure plant protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with pure plant protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
All right, healers, welcome back. Okay, last segment here. Let's have some fun. We're not going to go granular today. We're going to go really bird's eye view and just conceptual. I want to throw out some ideas and thoughts. You know, if you know me at all, you know I have like 18 notebooks around the house, all working on different things and ideas and concepts. And right now I'm reading like 5 different books at the same time. You know, I mean, it's not saying that to be like, oh, look at me, brag. I'm a brag. No, just saying like, I just, you know, one question, you know, you start reading something and then a question will come up. And that's what's so exciting about reading is you get a good question that comes up and then it takes you somewhere else and you start getting into a mode of being able to connect some dots and maybe see things that people either haven't seen before from a unique perspective that you've never seen for yourself, that's totally shareable. And that's kind of what I feel I'm here to do, is really take this engineering background that I have. You know, I was used to be an engineer and a computer programmer and all that stuff, to take that kind of organizational background and put it together with saying, let's apply it to natural medicine, to the healing sciences. Let's apply it to these healing sciences and see if we can get this whole thing organized to explain why you do this and what's the right sequence. Because if you can get synergy between natural therapeutics, and just like if you can get synergy between nutritional, you know, molecules, if you can get synergy, and then you can understand sequence, like when do you do something and what's the step-by-step that really optimizes that thing, then what you have is you have a opportunity to create reproducible experiences, you know. And that's where, to me, when I first got into, you know, natural medicine, you know, the healing arts, you know, was that it's too artistic. You know, it just drove me crazy that everybody was like, well, you could do this or you could do that and you could do this over here. And it's like, how are you ever going to reproduce something if you don't have some kind of systemization? It doesn't mean that it all has to be the same way. There's still the beautiful artistry within it, but you do have to have some type of organization and understanding of it first. And to me, that's why at the Energetic Health Institute, we are decidedly moved away from healing arts. You know, we are not a healing arts school. We are a healing sciences school. We're here to be able to explain why things do what they do. We're here to show how all of this really works together and explore the mysteries of our own existence, which is, you know, very similar to what was going on, in my opinion, in ancient Greece and in ancient Egypt and, you know, and among the free philosophical thinkers. I'm not talking about the Greece of Ra and all that garbage and everything. So you got to delineate that kind of stuff, too. I'm definitely on this, you know, Hippocratic tree. You know, I mean, that dude was doing some things that was just unheard of in his day, which was just phenomenal. So with that being said, let's look at this overview of things, right? Because we're talking about getting into grounding and earthing and making this a staple of our lifestyle. And we're understanding that when we do ground, when we do earth, something very interesting happens the second we establish a ground connection with our body. All the AC voltage vanishes. It goes to zero. And for the AC voltage to vanish means that the AC current vanishes too, because the resistance doesn't change. We are the resistance. Our bodies are the resistance. So if you have a VAC, a voltage potential that can be measured in alternating current, that can only be on your body. That can only be because it is basically infecting your body at very, very low nanoamperes. It's very, very low. But yet and still, it can cause a lot of chaos. So what's the interesting experience? As soon as I put my foot on Mother Earth, all of it vanishes. All the AC, the alternating current, man-made current, it all is gone. How cool is that, right? So when you understand that, you understand that, okay, well, what takes over then? Because I'm still an electric being. So what really takes over? Well, that's your direct current. That's how God made you. And when that direct current is going on, now your body, because it moves very steady, and because it moves very slow, and because it moves in one direction, it stimulates your body. You're at the cellular level to be able to do what the cells do, which is heal. That's what the whole thing is. So we've gotten some reports early on, the first couple of days, of people saying, you know, I laid on the mat and it felt like I was getting shocked. And so it's like, okay, well, maybe there's a wiring issue. We can't, you know, you got to be objective, right? Objective means I reserve the right to change my mind in the presence of new information. So yeah, that's possible, you know, but it's also possible that it is actually a detox, that your body is so finally free of the man-made alternating current that there are no interruptions to the cellular process, and the cells that have been wanting to heal you for a long time are finally able to go and do their job uninterrupted. Well, how do you know? Well, it's a little bit of an experiential thing, but typically what we're seeing so far early is that people within about 5 to 7 days start feeling like, wow, I'm just having the best sleep of my life. And to me, the thing I've always measured when I'm working with people is their dream state. It's a question I ask all the folks that I work with. Are you able to dream? Are your dreams vivid? Do you remember your dreams? Because these are very important signs that your body and your soul are going into very elevated levels of healing. I've seen it all the time. People who dream, people who get great sleep, heal. It's actually not that complex. But getting people into that state, getting them away from the alternating current experience that we are subjected to with EMFs is very, very challenging, until we came up with this whole, okay, yeah, let's make sure we're sleeping on grounding mats, grounding sheets every night. Let's make sure we're earthing every day. Let's make sure we're getting some sunlight, right? Anything that Bill Gates wants you to do, I say do the opposite. He wants to dim the sun, you need to get some sun, right? Doesn't want you to eat meat, go ahead and eat some meat, you know? Doesn't like eggs, go ahead and have those eggs. He doesn't like you smoking, you know, get some nicotine in you. You ain't got to smoke to do it, but get some nicotine in you. You know what I mean? He wants you to be on a computer all day, bump that, right? It's really, really simple. You know, they tell you what you need to do if you just do the opposite of what they're suggesting you should do, okay? And when we get into that state, it now becomes, what's happening? Well, inside the body, and this is where my research is going now, like I want to understand charge as well as I can understand charge. So I'm going to be a bulldog about this. First thing I asked was, a red blood cell, what's the charge around the red blood cell? What's the surface charge around the red blood cell? Is it positive or negative? Well, if you said negative, even if it was a guess, you're right. Red blood cells are supposed to have a negative charge around them. Now, that's relative, because there's going to be different strengths of negative. So let's say something is negative 20 volts versus something's negative 1 volt. The negative 1 volt is going to be technically more positive than the negative 20 volt. Does that, hopefully that makes sense. This is where people who deal in electricity, You got to have a screw loose to deal with electricity and really understand it. And that's what's happening right now. God's unscrewing my brain right now so I can understand this stuff. So if the red blood cell is negative on its surface potential, meaning if it's negative, what is it going to attract? You can answer that. Go for it. You're right. It's going to attract something positive, right? Or something that is not as negative as it, because if something's not as negative as the surface potential of the red blood cell, to the red blood cell, that thing is positive. You see, it's all kind of relative, okay? So the red blood cell is negative. And we go and we ask a question, well, a spike glycoprotein, what's the charge on that? Because that was one of the questions I asked. I was like, yeah, let's go hunt down the internet. What is the charge on the spike glycoprotein? Well, it just so happens there was a group of researchers who published in 2023 in iScience magazine, Evolution of an Increased Positive Charge on the SARS-CoV-2 Spike Protein. Maybe adaption to human transmission. So if you said the spike glycoprotein is positive, you were right, or at least more positive. So this is written by Matthew Cotton and my VT fan, all right? Now, what was really stood out in this particular peer-reviewed manuscript was they have a chart on figure two. They have a chart. And on that chart, they plotted out the measurements from the inception of the fiasco called the plandemic in January, actually, of 2020. They plotted it out through the introduction of the damn shots, and then, you know, the subsequent boosters and everything. And one of the things they show pretty conclusively in their research is that the charge on the spike glycoprotein was roughly, the median was roughly about negative 0.8. I'm going to assume they're measuring this in millivolts, but it was about negative 0.8. Then it goes up during 2020 to, you know, about negative 7.2, 7.3. But then something crazy happens in June of 2021. You see a huge shift. And that would coincide with the vast majority of people getting at least one shot at that point. Because you remember, it was a slow rollout in the first couple of months, and they were just giving it to elderly folks. But by June of 2021, there's a massive jump from where it was at about negative 7.2. It was a massive jump all the way to about negative 2.4. So it became increasingly positive, right? It became more positive. And then in in January of 2022, more boosters, right? More of this body making, this damn spike glycoprotein, whether it's microbiome or whether it's the human cell or a little bit of both, it's probably a little bit of both. And you see it take another jump, and now it's only about negative 0.5, all right, in terms of charge. So what's happened from January of 2020 all the way through the end of 2022 is that the spike glycoprotein became more and more positive, became more positive by about eight units of measurement. Now, remember what I said, spike glycoprotein, we know, gets stuck on the ACE receptors for the red blood cells, but it's not the only way it can get stuck to things. It gets stuck to anything with a negative charge. If the spike glycoprotein is becoming increasingly positive, it's going to be attracted to things that are more negative, red blood cells being very, very negative. So now you get a spike glycoprotein stuck to a red blood cell. What is that going to do? It's going to attract other red blood cells to it because it's positive, the spike glycoprotein is. And now you're going to get a whole bunch of red blood cells stacking, a whole bunch of red blood cells stuck together. You get enough of those red blood cells stuck together, and what do you have? You have a small clot. You get that growing and not breaking down because spike glycoprotein prevents the breakdown of the clot, similar to what happens in certain snake venoms. And now what are you left with? You're left with a huge clot that can block flow of blood. And as soon as you block flow of blood, you're going to be anything that's downstream of that block is going to suffocate. It's going to have an absence of oxygen, and it's going to have a buildup of carbon dioxide. It's going to infarct. It's going to stop being able to work. And now you have your strokes, you have your heart attacks, you have your sudden death syndromes, just like that. All based upon charges, once again. Now that's that bird's eye view, right? One of the other problems we're seeing with people who are in this recovery process is POTS, or some type of multiple sclerosis-like syndrome, where there's some short-circuiting going on of the nervous system. And why can't the fat around the nerve remyelinate to create this wonderful, this wonderful insulator around the nerve, so that the conducting impulse can go exactly where it's supposed to go down the nerve? Why can't that happen? I mean, imagine if you had a wire in your home, in your walls, and it didn't have the sheath around it, right? You'd create a fire. You're going to have all kind of current jumping all over the place. It catches the right material, and you're going to have a spark, and your house is going to be up in flames. Well, that's what's going on, similar in a person's body, where there's, where there's breakdown of myelin, things like that. So one of the things I want to leave you with is a food for thought here. Remember I said earlier, what's one of the minerals that's going to help you with grounding? We don't want you to overdo it. Remember, more isn't better, healers. Okay, better is better. So if you really want to be accurate, we're going to have a test for you where you can check this out and you can know exactly where your copper levels are and whether you really need it or not. Some people are not going to need copper. Their bodies are doing just fine. Okay, the diets, their bodies are conserving. Some of us, like me, go really, really low, and I do need some to replenish, and a test helped me do that. In fact, two tests helped me do that. So when we're talking about repairing the nervous system, something came up that was very interesting. This is a paper called Copper Uptake Induces Self-Assembly of Myelin Basic Protein, by Bunn, Boggs, and Haraz. And this is from 2010 in the Journal of Biophysics. What they are showing in this journal is that copper helps form a lattice structure for fat to start surrounding the nerve and healing things like multiple sclerosis. So maybe people with POTS or these severe injuries do these damn shots. Maybe it's also a sign of copper deficiency. That's something that we're going to be exploring in the next couple of months, working, helping people recover. So that's all the time we got for today, folks. Just really a bird's eye view. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for listening to some fun stories. I hope you learned something new. I hope you had a good time hanging out too. Like we always do, we end with a blessing. May God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. And may we be open to receiving such a blessing when it finds us. I'm Dr. Henry Ely for Energetic Health Institute and Looking for Healing Radio. Love you very much, folks. Never live a moment of your life in fear. Make sure every day you tell God you love him. And I think you're going to be just fine in this wonderful, wacky world that we live in. We'll see you next time, folks. Aloha and adios.